Man, I love putting this show together. I hope you like listening to it. And perhaps someday I'll have enough listeners to start having ads and making a few bucks. But until then, it's all a free ride for me and for you. Unless, of course, you've become a patron. That's right, you have that opportunity. Go to patreon.com/Steve Charney. And for a lousy buck a month, we'll create a connection that will be nothing but mutual admiration. Because you'll be my patron, and I'll be your personal artist who you're helping to support. That's patreon.com, patreon.com/Steve Charney. This is Conversations with My Dummy, also known as CWMD, and that doesn't stand for Catastrophic Weapons of Mass Destruction, though in Harry's hands it might be. Today on the show is Bill Keith. Such a banjo player this guy was! He played with Bill Monroe, Bob Dylan, Jim Queskin's Jug Band, Judy Collins, and about a million other people, including, hello, me. He's helping me do one of my favorite songs, Bully of the Town. Man, I love this song. It's sad Bill passed away not that long ago, but I'm honored that I got to play with him. Meanwhile, Harry's here.
Where were you last night? You got home so late, I was worried about you.
I was hanging out at a bar.
A bar?
Harry, you're too young for that. You could be arrested. I was at a salad bar.
Oh, well, that's all right. Did you meet any nice vegetables?
I started a conversation with a Brussels sprout. It didn't last too long. All he did was complain.
About what?
How no one likes him.
Well, why'd you stop talking to him?
Because I didn't like him.
Did you meet any nice, you know, females?
Oh, there were two peppers. They were sisters, Polly and Molly. I didn't like Polly, but I was hot to Molly.
Any tomatoes?
I met someone named Sherry. She was a sherry tomato. Just a vine.
A vine tomato? Hey, did you run into any oranges?
What are you, nuts? Those self-respecting fruit would be caught dead in a salad bar. They hang out in their own juice bars. Though, last night there was a pretty big scandal, Steve, when the bartender found a couple of raisins who had snuck in and were, you know, trying to blend in with everyone.
Raisins? How'd they slip by?
Well, they were posing as olives. Shriveled Greek kind, Steve. Turned out the bartender was a Greek avocado, and he tried to engage them in conversation. Ha! When he found out they didn't know Greek, jig was up, and they were rolled.
Sounds like a lot of fun hanging out in a salad bar.
Ah, the whole thing ended in a free-for-all, though. I'll tell you what happened, Steve. These artichokes came in toting these long asparagus spears, right? Usually you have to check those things at the door, but, you know, they slip through. So they're sitting at the salad bar when along comes a red potato. One of the artichokes calls the red potato a carrot top, which you don't say to a red potato, Steve, unless you're ready to fight. They're small, but they're feisty. So the potato tries to mash the artichoke, and the artichoke pokes out an eye of the potato with the asparagus spear. Well, the potato goes ballistic and tries to rip out the artichoke's heart. A celery stalks over and tries to stop them by tying them up with string beans. Only the string breaks, and now it's one big food fight. Kidney beans are getting it in the kidneys. The corn is being punched in its ear. The tofu gets it in on the toe. The black-eyed peas are getting black eyes. It's one big mess. When it was over, it was the biggest salad you ever saw.
What did you do?
I dribbled some olive oil and vinegar on the whole thing and I dug in. Rest I put in the fridge for later.
You know, it sounds dangerous hanging out at salad bars. I don't know if I want you going there anymore. These vegetables get juiced and there's no telling what'll happen.
All right, I won't hang out at salad bars. But can I still go to the juice bars?
You go to juice bars too?
Sure. Take a break, Steve. I'll tell you what happened to the one I went to last week.
Joining me in the studio right now is Bill Keith, one of the great banjo players of all time. Banjo Bill, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Harry.
How you doing, Bill? Oh, I'm so excited Bill Keith is actually here. He's going to play some banjo while we do a tune, right, Steve?
That's right. We're going to be doing Bully of the Town, and Bill Keith has played with just about everybody. Gee, who are some of the people you've played with?
Well, let's see. Going back to the Grand Ole Opry when I played with Bill Monroe, and worked with Judy Collins for a while, and Ian and Sylvia, and Jonathan Edwards, and did session work with lots of people, Richie Havens.
And of course, we can't forget Jim Queskin's Jug Band.
No,
you were with Jim Queskin. I loved Jim Queskin when I was in high school. Well, Harry, are you going to help me sing the chorus on Bully of the Town?
Sure am, Steve. I'm excited.
Okay, if you're a bully, you better watch out.
I'm looking for that bully of the town. Looking for that bully of the town. I'm looking for that bully of the town. Every night I can be found at the candy store in town. If that bully puts anybody down, I'll make sure that he winds up underground. If he sees me coming, he better run away. 'Cause if I catch that bully, I'll make that bully pay. I'm looking for that bully of the town. Now, boy, do I hate bullies. Bullies hate me too. 'Cause when I find a bully, his bullying days are through. I'm looking for that bully of the town. Every night I can be found at the candy store in town. If that bully puts anybody down, I'll make sure that he winds up underground. When you see me coming, raise your windows high. When you see me leaving, just hang your head and cry. I'm looking for that bully of the town. Oh, you can tell a bully because he's big and fat. He thinks that he's a tough guy until I lay him flat. I'm looking for that bully of the town. Oh, every night I can't be found. At the candy store in town. If that bully puts anybody down, I'll make sure that he winds up underground. Everybody hates a bully except a bully's pal. I won't only get that bully, but I'll get his pal as well. I'm looking for that bully of the town.
Yeah, you teach those bullies, Bill.
Can be found at the candy store in town. If that bully puts anybody down, I'll make sure that he winds up underground.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Bill. That was great.
That was
nice,
a lot of fun.
Nice banjo playing there.
Harry's upsetting me, you know. He went to a bar last night. Well, salad bar. They don't drink alcohol.
Just carrot juice.
And there was a big fight between the artichokes and the potatoes. It turned into quite a free-for-all. I don't want you going there anymore.
But I could still go to the juice bars, right?
Is it really true that no self-respecting fruit would be caught squeezed in a salad bar?
That's right, Steve. To each his own. But I must say that fruit bars aren't that much better. They're all a bunch of brainless boobs, if you ask me. I shouldn't tell you what happened last week, because you probably won't let me go anymore. Such a juicy story, though. I can't resist. Should I tell it?
Honeydew.
All right, sugar. I'm sitting at the bar with some of the regulars, you know. There's this big watermelon who's there every day. Man, he's seedy. And these three cherries and a pits. Oh, I didn't tell you about this unwashed grape we try to avoid. He's right, man. Anyway, we see this big melon come in, and he doesn't look too happy.
How do you know if a melon is happy?
You feel his head. If it's soft, then he's happy.
I see.
Big guy, weighed a ton, shaved head. He's looking for his girlfriend, the apple of his eye. And he sees her three stools down from mine, flirting with a plum.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's a real peach.
Wait a second, I thought you said she was an apple.
No, Steve. He treats her like an apple. It's a total waste because she's peachy keen. Anyway, when he sees what company she's keeping, he goes plum crazy, purple with rage. And believe me, you don't want to make a melon his size mad.
Well, what happened?
He went bananas. Especially because he was juiced. And so the fight starts. And the plum's buddies join in, and the melon's buddies join in. Before you know it, it's another food fight in Juice City. Everyone was in on it. Pomegranates, prunes, mangoes, papayas, tangerines. Everyone except the bananas.
Why not the bananas?
Ah, they were too yellow to fight. But I don't have to tell you, the apples got bruised. And the grapes were raisin. A ruckus. The place went nuts.
They allow nuts in a juice bar?
Yeah, I know. Technically, a nut shouldn't be in a juice bar, but they're tolerated, Steve. Except for the big nuts. Ah! You know, if you're a big nut, it's hard to fit in anywhere. They're crazy, you know.
Well, what can you do? They're nuts.
Exactly.
No, I mean, they are nuts.
I know. They're bouncing off the walls, jumping on the bar. They're nuts.
Cashews?
Gesundheit.
No, I mean, what kind of nuts were they?
I think the manic depressive kind.
I mean, where'd they come from?
Macadamia. I never met a macadamia that wasn't a nut. So anyway, they're not helping any, acting crazy and all. And in the confusion, I see the peach sneak out of the bar with an orange slice. The melon ends up buying the plum and everyone else drinks and begins weeping into his own fruit juice.
He was sad because he loved her.
Of course. They made such a nice pair, and now they can't elope.
¶¶ I married my wife on the 8th of June.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, row, row, row.
I took her home by the light of the moon.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, rustical quality. Yickety, yackety, old Von Dusselty. Nickety, knackety, now, now, now.
Well, I sent her out to milk the cow.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, row, row, row.
She sat right down and milked the old sow.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, rustical quality. Yickety, yackety, old Von Dusselty. Nickety, knackety, now, now, now.
Well, she turned the butter in Dad's old boot.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, row, row, row.
At four a paddle, she used her foot.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, rustical quality. Yickety, yackety, old Von Dusselty. Nickety, knackety, now, now, now.
She swept her floor but once a year.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, row, row, row.
And for a broom, she used a chair.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, rustical quality. Yickety, yackety, old Von Dusselty. Nickety, knackety, now, now, now.
She keeps her shoes on the pantry shelf.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, row, row, row.
If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
Rizzlety, rizzlety, rustical quality. Yickety, yackety, old Von Dusselty. Nickety, knackety, now, now, now.
And now it's time for Untrue Facts! All the facts on this segment are guaranteed to be untrue.
Has this been researched?
You better believe it, Charney. I have a team of over 30 fact-checkers to make sure that any fact I give you does not have a grain of truth in it.
Really?
No, that's untrue.
Let's just get on with it.
All right. Edison did not invent the light bulb.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. What he did invent was the pencil sharpener. People thought it was a light bulb because he kept trying to screw it into a light socket, which, by the way, was the cause for the first light bulb joke ever made. But that's another story. The pencil sharpener didn't complain because it needed something to do with itself, since Edison wouldn't invent pencils for another 10 years.
You're saying Edison invented the pencil?
That's right. Only he thought he invented the toothbrush. Poor guy. First assistant who tried to brush his teeth with this thing blackened 5 of his front teeth, thereby creating the first dentist who had to work with an eraser.
That's just crazy.
It's not crazy. It's just untrue. Now, we all know that 1 and 1 is 2, 2 and 2 is 4, etc., etc., etc. But it's a little known fact that when you reach 35 plus 35, you do not get 70!
Well, wait, what's the answer to 35 plus 35?
1,346,529 and a half.
How is it possible?
It's not. And 35 plus 38 is purple.
The answer is purple.
That's right. This has been proven again and again by erudite mathematicians.
What does erudite mean?
To be goofy.
They're just exercising their rights to be goofy.
Well, mathematicians don't exercise at all. That's why they're out of shape.
Well, except geometry.
Oh, right. They're very shapey. Now, a carpenter ant is not an ant.
What is it?
It's a piece of fruit. And clouds have been known to fall out of the sky and injure people.
I had no idea.
No reason why you should. 30 fact-checkers had to investigate these tidbits thoroughly to make sure that they don't hold an ounce of truth. Oh, this is interesting. The words to the song, "Yes, We Have No Bananas," comes from the Bible.
You're kidding.
Of course I'm kidding! And the melody is from the 315th Psalm. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Well, you could knock me over with a feather.
Could I?
Yes.
Well, let's try it. Here's a feather. Wow, you're right, I could. The song, "I'm a Chiquita Banana," originally comes from the Bhagavad Gita.
Wow, you could knock me over with a truck.
Don't say that.
Why not?
There's no room on this segment for truth. Anyone could be knocked over by a truck.
Oh, I meant a little tiny toy truck.
All right, let's find out. Here it is. Burger King was once called Gefilte King. They served gefilte fish instead of hamburgers.
Why did they change?
Well, how many people are going to buy a gefilte? Sure, they did well during the Passover season, but during the summer, they fell on their faces. So they changed their name, and the rest is history. Oh, here's an interesting one. Marvin T. Fisselbone, in 1967, invented a square balloon. When you blew it up, it was square, not round. It defied all laws of physics, and as a result, Marvin was whisked away by aliens and was never heard from again.
I hope that's it.
Yes, it is. I mean, no, it isn't. Yes, it is. I mean, no, it isn't. Hey, what are you doing?
I'm ending the segment on my own.
And this ends Untrue Facts.
No, it doesn't.
The biggest sandwich I ever ate was served to me on a giant plate, with an order of fries on pumpernickel, a can of soda, and a big dill pickle. It was 3 feet high and 2 feet wide. After I ate it, I thought I died. What a sandwich, what a meal. For $1.19, it was quite a deal. Let me tell you what was in it. It had cream cheese, green peas, baked beans, collard greens, mustard, custard, piled up so high, rigatoni, macaroni, cannelloni, pepperoni, minestrone, ravioli, almost to the sky, fish cakes, chopsticks, green grapes, sweet grapes, tuna fish, a meat knish, and a chicken wing, grape jam, candy jam, a country ham, a tender lamb. I just can't believe that I ate the whole thing. This sandwich was of such proportion, the menu said you better eat it with caution. But I was so hungry, I could eat a horse, but the horse wasn't served until the dinner course. So I ordered the special that was called the Works. It came with fries, two desserts. On the menu it said it was just a snack, but when they set it down, I heard the table crack. Come on everyone, sing along. It had cream cheese, green peas, baked beans, collard greens, mustard, custard, pile up so high, rigatoni, macaroni, cannelloni, pepperoni, minestrone, ravioli, almost to the sky, fish cakes, chopsticks, green grapes, sweet grapes, tuna fish, a meat knish, and a chicken wing, grape jam, candy jam, a country ham, a tender lamb. I just can't believe that I ate the whole thing. The biggest sandwich I ever ate was served to me on a giant plate, with a hot water bottle for my bellyache and a sprig of green that matched my face. It weighed 2 tons close therein. It took 6 men to carry it in. An hour later or thereabout, it was the same 6 men who carried me out. It had cream cheese, green peas, baked beans, collard greens, mustard, custard, pile up so high, rigatoni, macaroni, cannelloni, pepperoni, minestrone, ravioli, almost to the sky, fish cakes, chopsticks, green grapes, sweet grapes, tuna fish, a meat knish, and a chicken wing, grape jam, candy jam, a country ham, a tender lamb. I just can't believe that I ate the whole thing.
Let's see how fast I can do it. It had cream cheese, green peas, baked beans, collard greens, mustard, custard, pot ups a high, rigatoni, macaroni, cannelloni, pepperoni, minestrone, ravioli, almost the sky, fish cakes, chopsticks, green grapes, sweet grapes, tuna fish, a meat knish, and a chicken wing, grape jam, candy jam, a country ham, a tender lamb. I just can't believe that I ate the whole thing.
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney, and today's show was written with Kelly Kenyon. You can hear this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel, which now has over 100 videos, including lots of stuff with me and Harry on stage, and on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website is stevecharney.com. That has info about my live stage shows, info how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, a DVD, my bio. Oh my goodness, it goes on and on. And on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around. That's right, Steve. And remember, parents, please be kind to your children. That's right. Someday they'll be choosing your nursing home.